to get down with you. Get down with you. Get down with you.
Hey, it's Bree, also known as Exquisite Eye, and you're tuned in to Air of Kiana.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Air of Kiana. This is podcast episode 6, and today my special guest is Bree. Okay, so just tell the people more about yourself.
Hi, guys. My name is Bree, and I'm born and raised in Atlanta, Georgia, on the South Side. And I am now located in Los Angeles, and I've been shooting for 7 years. And I am, yeah.
Okay, so first things first, how did the name Exquisite Eye come about?
Well, when I was in high school and I first started photography, I was going like by Bree Photography. And I was like, man, it's too typical. Like, everybody named Bree. So I was like, all right, I got to put some names down on the paper. I got to come up with a better name that's a little bit more like original. And like, I wrote a whole bunch of names down on the list. And then I like came up with Exquisite Eye, and like my stepmom, like she was like, yo, this goes. Like she was like, this, like it just rolls off the tongue, like it's perfect. And so after that, I just ran with it, and it's been going well, honestly.
Okay, so I know that you're starting your So Exquisite tour, mm-hmm. and Atlanta's the first location. So how do you determine the locations you're going to visit?
Well, I go to my top cities, like people who show the most love. So basically, I did another tour in like 2016, and like Atlanta, where I was living, they showed love. New York showed so much love. And then with the next two cities, like London and Miami, I have never been to or, you know, took my tour there. So I'm like, this would be my perfect time to like go there and see what's going on and see how I do. So really, I definitely check my analytics too, like on Instagram, so I can see like who's like responding to my work and like who's engaged. So that's how I pretty much determine.
Okay, so out of all of the locations, what's your favorite place to stop at?
Honestly, like New York, like the last time I went, it was popping. Like I haven't got there this time, so we gonna hope they show out this time again. But like New York was just so dope, just because it was like, when I got there, I'm like, I didn't really know what to expect because I'd never been like traveled anywhere by myself, and New York was my first place. And I got out there and like the people was like, yo, we love your work, like let's get to work. And I was like, yo, this is dope. And like everybody is just with it, like you take the train anywhere, like, and they just hungry. So like I loved it.
That's cool. So my favorite shoot of yours is the girl on the train in New York.
Yes.
So what would you consider your most memorable shoot?
Actually, that actually may be my most memorable shoot, just because like what people don't know, like that day, like she booked me for my tour, and like she reached out to me like 3 years ago, and she was like, yo, I'm such a big fan of your work, and she was like, I gotta like meet you some way somehow. And then I announced my tour, and she was like, yo, I'm gonna book you. But she actually stayed in New Jersey, so when I got to New York, she was like, yo, I gotta just drive, like I'm gonna come, like I'm coming. So I was like, okay, cool. And so she was so late because the traffic like from Jersey to New York was just hella bad. So when she got there, the sun was gone. So like when, where we decided to shoot first, like we couldn't shoot there no more because it was no more light. So I was like, dang, like we gotta find somewhere to shoot. And I was like, let's try the train. She was like, the train? I was like, yeah, like that's all we got. Like that's the only option. And we pulled up to the train station, and literally the shot that blew up was a test shot. Like I was like, let me test the lighting, and that's why she's applying her makeup. And I'm like, I snapped the shot, and I was like, yo, I was like, this shit is fire. And then after that, like the picture literally blew up, and that was like 2-3 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So like,
her skin looked amazing too.
Thank
though.
You. Like, I love black skin. I love black women. Like I feel like that's definitely, you know, just my favorite subjects to shoot. Like I'm all here for just Melanian and black women.
Ooh, the pronunciation,
yes.
So do you prefer to shoot in a studio or like at a location?
Ooh, that's so hard because it's tricky. I like shooting in studio, but sometimes I like shooting in studio if like I can mimic on location lighting, which means like in LA they have hella big windows inside of the studio, so I can make it look like I'm outside and still use the backdrops. And then in Atlanta, like if I was shooting warehouses, I'll set the backdrop up closer to the window so that I can use the lighting from outside. Cause like the studio lighting, I think it's dope, but it's like, you also, it's so safe because it's like, you know what you're gonna get. Like as soon as I turn on the studio light, I know what the lighting is gonna be. But like with, you know, the sun, like you just never know like what this lighting is gonna produce. So I might have to say just on location, cause it's just like the sun is just untouchable.
Yeah, the like, sun on black women.
Yes, like it's just, it's popping. Like I love it.
So how do you prepare yourself for a shoot?
So, well, like sometimes I create mood boards and stuff for my like clients or whoever the muse is that I'm shooting before the shoot or whatever. Like I chill. I like to vibe, like drink tea in the morning, like or coffee, depending on how I'm feeling that day. You know, I really like to chill, like, and then in LA, like I don't have my car, so I take the bus and the train, which is really, like, I ain't never took public transportation because I always drove, but, like, it works well for me, like, in LA because it's, like, all right, I can really think and I can, like, cool out, you know, and really think about, okay, what am I about to go create and how can I make this the best that I can make it today, you know? But, like, when I would drive, like, my mind is, you know, just elsewhere. So I think, you know, it's just I like to chill and I like to, like, think about what am I about to create and, like, how to make it the best that I can.
So you really have a lot of accomplishments, Gap. How did that come about?
Okay, so Gap, I just signed with the agency out in Los Angeles, and I was living in Atlanta at the time. They reached out to my agency, and they're like, yo, we're looking to do a Gap campaign. And my agency sent over a list of the girls that they were, because I hadn't been signed yet. They sent over a list of girls that they were potentially about to sign. And Gap was like, yo, her work is dope. We trying to work with her. So I was like, oh, like, dope. Like, Gap to me, like, I used to shop at Gap, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I was little. So I'm like, I would always see their ads and stuff. And I'm like, it's super clean. Like, it's just fresh, you know? And I was like, yo, I would love to work with Gap. And so when it came, I was like, damn, like, they really want to work with me. Like, I ain't even where I really want to be yet, but they want to work with me. So once that happened, my agency was like, hey, they're trying to, like, Gap was kind of trying to appeal to, like, the millennials, you know what I mean? Because it's such an older brand. They've been in the business for so long. So they were like, hey, we have this idea. We want you to, you know, shoot women, but shoot women who are, like, not the typical girl. Like, if she does something, like, in a male-dominated field, just like how I'm a photographer in a male-dominated field. So I was like, all right, I'm going to pick skaters. Like, I think skaters are so dope. And I picked a female DJ, and I flew out to New York, and I shot it. And, like, honestly, it was so hectic when I went out there to New York to shoot it because, like, New York moves so fast and, like, it's just so different. It's a different pace from Atlanta and, like, what I'm used to. So when I was out there, everything was happening so fast. I had no assistant. So I'm like, this is hard. Like, it's a group of girls. Like, and I'm trying to, like, really snap on this. And, like, the sun was setting fast. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, like, I got to hurry up. And when I went to the skate park to get a few of the shots, like, it was so many people at the skate park. And, like, we were the only girls. So, like, all the guys are looking like, yo, what they doing? Like, they some posers. Like, but these girls really knew how to skate. So I'm like, yo, we gotta kill this. And, like, afterwards, I didn't know how people was gonna be, like, you know, react to the images. Cause I'm like, yo, this shit, I shot this in like 30 minutes. Like, we was moving fast, you know what I mean? And then when I put it on the internet, like, folks was like, yo, this shit looks like a movie. And I'm like, damn, like, that means so much because really in that moment, so much was going on in my mind. Like, I'm like, ain't no telling what these pictures look like, you know what I mean? Because it was just going so fast. So it was great. Like, I loved it, and I'm just ready for my next one.
So what do you think separates a true photographer and just someone that just points and shoots?
That's a great question. I think what makes the difference is, like, literally someone's attention to detail. Because, like, when I shoot, I pay attention to every little thing. Like, if it's a hair over the eye, I'm moving it. You know, if it's a hair on her shoulder, I'm moving it. Like, it's those small things that matter the most in the final product, you know? And so many people just feel like, oh, like, if I get this pretty girl and I put her in front of the camera, like, the shot is dope. And it's like, no, like, it's so much more. Like, the background matters. Like, what's happening in the image? What does this image make you feel like? I think now it's so many people, you know, who are, you know, aspiring photographers, and I just hope that they take the time to actually learn the craft and understand, like, it's more to it than just picking up a camera and, like, just shooting somebody. Like, you gotta have an idea and you need to, like, execute it.
Yeah, that was my next question. What would you say to upcoming photographers, especially females?
Yes, I would say, females, please keep shooting, because we need y'all. Like, it's literally, like, 3% women photographers, like, in the world. You know what I mean? Like, and I mean, it's probably more, but we need to, like, that's a very big, like, gap, you know? Like, it needs to be 50-50, 50% male, 50% women. I want to see more females behind the camera, because I feel like when I do see female photographers, I love their work, because we have a different sense of style. We have a different sense of, like, just understanding, like, subjects. Like, it's just a vibe, like, that women have that. I love men photographers as well, but it's just that touch, like, the woman touch is just completely different, and I would just love to see more female photographers and directors, you know, up and coming.
So, are there any, like, techniques or tools that you want to play around with in the future?
Yes, I would love to direct, and I want to DP, which is director of photography. Really, those are my next two big things that I want to do next. Like, I would still kind of, you know, incorporate photography, but, like, that's where I would love to grow to and, like, get to at some point.
So how do you separate yourself from Bree and Exquisite Eye?
Well, Exquisite Eye is just really, like, my brand, and, like, where I create visuals and, like, images to make people feel. And, like, Bree is, like, you know, I'm goofy, I'm chill, like, I like to dance, and, like, you know, I just be cooling it. But, and I love fashion, like, I fucking love fashion. It's my favorite. So that's how I separate it. And I think, you know, this year, like, I'm going to put just more into, like, me and, you know, showing more people about me. Because, like, when they meet me at the photo shoot, they're like, dang, man, like, you know, we didn't even know, like, this is who you are. And I'm like, yeah, it's me. And they're like, dang, like, why you don't be taking pictures? And I'm like, because I'm behind the camera, you know. So, you know, I'm going to work on that, try to get a good balance so people can, like, get to know the artist as much as they know, you know, Exquisite Eye.
Okay, so I'm gonna ask you to fill in the blank.
Okay.
My name is Bree, and I want to be known for
being the best. Well, I really want to be an icon.
Ooh.
I know. So I just want to be like, yo, Bree, she was legendary. Like, that was an icon. Literally. That's all.
Icon living.
Yes, literally. Like, no, please, Jayden. Please play Jayden Q now. You know, love that song.
Okay. So where can people find you at?
They can find me on Instagram at @exquisite_i and on Twitter at @exquisite_i. That's really all I got. Snapchat.
No,
I can't fuck with y'all because y'all
it's
know.
It's quiet.
Yeah, it's quiet. Y'all ain't right. Y'all trying
yeah,
to
shout out to Riri.
Yes.
Okay, thank you all for listening. This has been Arif Kiana, episode 6. You can follow me on Instagram at Yanni Files, and you can subscribe on iTunes and SoundCloud at Arif Kiana.
I need an interview. I'm trying to get down with you. Si, get down with you. Si, get down with you.